for today. Joining us from the Bay Area is CEO and founder of Just Gorgeous. We got Maria L. Oh, I mean Marie L. How's it going today, Marie?
It's going well, Becker. I don't know. Maybe I need to come over there and get you straightened out and introducing me. You know, it is Marie Ale versus Maria. Those are fighting words. No.
Wow.
Wow. Well, anyway, I just... if you guys don't know, this is definitely karma, because when I hopped on, you know, Marie's show show on Sirius XM, she had put the name for our show, The Plugs, as The Plugs. So definitely, it wasn't intentional, but it was like kind of like a subconscious kind of deal. So it worked out perfectly. And, I'm glad she's a good sport and I like good sports because I tend to be a jerk. With about everyone kind of. Now, I'm classy and courteous, but, you know, I do have those jerk tendencies. Not from my parents or anything like that. Just God given. But anyway, I want to introduce you to my co-host, Amro Tashman, who's going to be joining us.
How you doing, Murray?
And he definitely had a big issue. He was going in on me when he saw that you represented us completely poorly when you said The Plug, and it looked like a singular kind of name instead of a plural, exactly. And he felt like an outsider, and he felt like, man, you guys are just cutting me off.
I might have shedded a tear, but it's okay.
Yeah. And I was this close to kicking him off the show. I was this close. You know, it didn't happen that way, but it's great. But we definitely want to thank you for joining us. How is the fantastic weather down there in the Bay Area?
Oh my gosh. Well, of course, you know, out here in the Bay Area, you never know what you're going to get.
Right.
But it's actually very beautiful today. I'm actually out and about at my high school. She's a junior getting registered today. So I said,
oh, wow.
You go and stand in line. I'll be out in the car. I'm going to be on a call. So if you need me, text me. It is beautiful out here. And thank you guys for having me on it. And I'm glad that your co-host was a great sport. I mean, he has to be. You know, that's why I kind of let it go, you know, that he put Maria, you know. I'm like, okay, all right, you got me. Well, you know.
That sounds like a Becker move, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, don't let him fool you. He's nice, you know, for first impressions when he's just in. But once you get to know him, he is a real a-hole.
I'm the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, you are. You're a good guy. I'll give you that label. I'll give you that tag right now. But anyway, I just want to say this before we get things kicked off. Marie really set me up, all right, for the last show as well, on top of the plug issue with spelling and grammar mistakes. But she did not get me ready for Jerry Burke on Sports Overnight America when I joined her on her show, her co-hosting show on Sirius XM Channel 93. Because he just killed me on the air, man. He killed me, and I really wasn't ready for that, but it was definitely a great experience. I needed that smack in the face a little bit to put me into reality. Because, you know, the whole Sirius XM thing, we're on FCC regulations, so Sirius XM, a lot of cursing, a lot of things like that. It's things that we don't do. We do a little bit. We tend to actually... drift away from that, but anyway, I just wanted to mention that and put Marie on the spot a little bit, but let's talk about your company for a second. And, you know, before I let you give us, you know, details about what Just Gorgeous is, I gotta ask you about the name. How did you come up with this name and this title, Just Gorgeous? It's very creative. You know, you put Just JUZZ and then you had Gorgeous. So what was the whole mentality behind that?
Well, you know what? It actually originated out to, I mean, of course, I come from the corporate world, and my baby sister thought that, you know, you're in the corporate world, you need some fun in your life. This actually started about when MySpace started. So she created me a MySpace page, and I'm like, what the hell is that? What does it do? I don't have time for it. She goes, sister, you need to have some fun in your life. What do you want your MySpace name to be? I go, what do you mean? Use my name. She goes, no, you can't use your real name. You have to go under an alias. And I'm like, okay, like also known as? She goes, no, a fun name, Marie, a fun name. And I'm like, Just Gorgeous. She's like, what? I go, yeah, J-U-Z-Z Gorgeous. She goes, you are so conceited because, you know, of course, I'm a selfie queen.
Right.
Besides the fact that I have 10 million kids, and I love saying 10 million because every time I tell people how many kids I have and that I'm a grandma, that I consider myself a grandma, first of all. So that's how Just Gorgeous actually was born. It was my MySpace name.
Wow, talk about ancient history. I haven't heard of MySpace since really my diaper days, which has been a while. Yeah, and
See, look at that.
And I actually never got a MySpace account. I actually skipped the MyFace, era, and went straight to Hotmail Messenger.
Oh, you never had Tom as your friend, man?
Tom. is that one of those scam accounts that befriending people on MySpace? Oh, he's a creator?
Yeah.
See, that shows you just how little I know about MySpace, but that's definitely a great.
But back to your company, I just want to read an excerpt from your mission statement, and can you just explain what the company is about? So on your website, you explain in your mission statement, we must have love, passion, integrity, ethics, and empathy to empower the world to be courageous by utilizing our voice. So can you just go on and explain what that means?
No, I'm glad that you actually read that excerpt out. Basically, you know, coming from the corporate world, you know, the reason why I started Just Gorgeous was to empower, you know, women, first and foremost, to be courageous, to stand up, and to be who they are. Because, of course, you know, we get involved with politics and whatnot, and then you tend to lose who you are as a person when you are in the political, you know, mumbo-jumbo, especially in the corporate world. And what I've seen, you know, coming up in the corporate world as a minority woman with, you know, who started life early, there was a whole lot of backlash. I mean, a lot of people don't empower you. I mean, they don't train you or consult you. There's a whole lot of backstabbing, mm-hmm. you know, when they see you that you're trying to thrive. And, you know, a lot of people look down at you when you're a minority who started, you know, a family so early. They don't think that you can be this, you know, professional. They don't think that you could be this entrepreneur. Oh, you're a woman? What? You're going to always be an admin or a receptionist for your entire life. And these were women telling me these things. So, you know, a couple of years ago when I launched Just Gorgeous, I'm like, you know what? We cannot be put in a box. Why can't we have the mentality to empower not only women, men also get, you know, talked down to a whole lot, especially when you come from a whole different, you know, ethnic background. I'm sure you boys know that.
Right.
So, and that's when I changed the whole mentality coming from just empowering women. Men need the empowerment too. You know, men needs to be courageous to stand up. I mean, of course, you can't be a man if you don't do certain things, but that's just the wrong mentality. You know, people need to support people, and people need to be leaders by example, and people need to believe in themselves in order to, you know, encourage someone else to be better, because a lot of people are so insecure.
Mm-hmm.
With their own, with themselves, that if they see someone doing better, that's doing the same thing that they're doing, they have a tendency of trying to tear you down before you even get there.
Right.
Not realizing that they should be a sponge to learn from this new kid on the block. Perhaps they have something that you may need in order for you to, you know, to grow or to further your career. So when I put that out there that we must have integrity, first and foremost, you know, like you said, Becker, karma is you know what,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You know, what goes around does come around. It may not come around right now, but it will come around when you need it the most. And when I talk about empathy, you know, come on, people. We still have a heart that lives in our bodies. We do have a soul. And sometimes people say, don't ever use your heart to make decisions because that's where you go wrong. Well, I beg to differ. You have to utilize your heart, your mind, your soul, your gut, you know, everything in order for you to make the right decisions. And even when you do, it might be wrong.
Right.
But we never know until we actually get there. So, you know, integrity, ethics,